Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Time management, part two. In my last article, I suggested there are two types of time management challenges: people and process. The goal with people is to build trust. In this week's article, I address the second type of time management challenge: processes. Now, the goal with processes is to reduce time. The five process time thieves are email, phones, interruptions, procrastination, and interruptions. Although there are people involved here, there are also processes. We must have effective relationships and efficient processes when serving our colleagues, clients, and vendors. Very few employees have been trained how to manage these time thieves. Now, due to space limitations here, I'm just going to summarize three recommended best practices for each time thief. Email. Use the subject header by prefixing with info, action, and rarely urgent action with the red exclamation mark. You'll find your recipient will appreciate this. Email. Use the person's name at the start of the email and consider opening and closing with a phrase that is connective as humans or a little relational, such as, I trust you well, or I trust this is useful. Email. Be clear whose court the ball is now in by closing with a phrase such as, I look forward to hearing from you. Phones. Consider standing up when making a call, as you'll find you communicate clearer and your call time will reduce. Phones. If you have to deal with someone who is verbose, summarize back what they've said and ask them if you've understood them. People who are very wordy are often that way because they don't feel understood. Phones. To avoid text tag and ambiguity, use the voice recorder functionality on your cell and then send the recording as a text message. Interruptions. If someone stops by your work area and asks, do you have a minute? Ask them if it really is a minute. If they need longer, schedule a mutually convenient time. Now consider going to their work area to meet. Why? Well, it's easier to walk away from someone when you're done rather than push him or her out of your area. Interruptions. Consider standing up when someone interrupts you. Most people will perceive this as a sign of respect and you'll find your conversation will be more concise. Interruptions. Consider using earbuds while working at your desk to avoid distractions and even eye contact with people who just want to stop by and shoot the breeze. Procrastination. Involve others whose work you depend upon to get their input on timeliness and milestones as soon as possible. People tend to support what they help create. Procrastination. If you're a morning person, attack work you may have a tendency to procrastinate on in the morning, and vice versa if you're more of an afternoon person. Procrastination. Reward yourself for getting something done, such as, I'll do X and then I'll make coffee, etc. Meetings. Be an influencer and respectfully challenge the status quo of meetings. Do we need to meet? Do we need this amount of time? Does everyone need to be here for the whole meeting? Can we meet standing up or maybe walking outside? Meetings. Be an example to others by making sure you've done what you said you were going to do as a result of the last meeting. Meeting. Be focused by having a timed agenda, a timekeeper, and don't allow the meeting to be sidetracked. Be on time. Now, in summary, by implementing best practices for our processes, we can reduce the time so easily stolen. But also, we need to remind ourselves we're human beings. Now, I believe this quote from Mark Buchanan summarizes this tension really well. Generous people have more time. Contrarywise, those who guard every minute, resent every interruption, ration every moment, never have enough. They're always late, always behind, always scrambling, always driven. There is, of course, a place for wise management of our days and weeks and years, but management can quickly turn into rigidity. We hold time so tight, we crush it like a flower closed in the fist. We thought we were protecting it, but all we did was destroy it. In conclusion, I hope over these last two articles, I've encouraged you to focus on building effective relationships and to have efficient processes at work.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.